Hey, best friend, do you want to go?
Please, let's just go home. It's a good party, but to be honest, I have enough for tonight. Oh, she was talking to you. I am interrupting you guys. Look, I was talking to my best friend, not to you. With me, she's in very good company, don't you worry. And have a good night. Okay? Wow, he wasn't letting you go, huh? Hey, listen. I got us some cake for later, and I already called a cab. I knew you wouldn't be saying no to that. Oops. Oh, watch out. You're falling almost. Wait a second. Just let me support you a little bit. How many shots did you have? Not that many, huh? Okay, here comes our cab. Do you want to sleep at your place or mine? Great, no, your place is fine with me. I can anyway afford to sleep in tomorrow, so... You know how I love your bed, right? Did you put on those comfy blue sheets? Perfect. That's reason enough to crash at yours. Whew, finally home. There you go, drink some water. And here you have your aspirin. I know you're just tipsy, but anyways, even if you had only half the amount of alcohol that I need to get drunk, you would still have a terrible hangover the next day. Don't pretend like that wasn't true. So here's the cake. Make some space for me on that couch, please. So what do you want to watch? Tell me. Oh, no. No, everything but that one. Please give me a break. Okay, fine. Let's take that one then, but... Don't complain if you get nightmares. Did you have fun tonight? Yeah, I liked the DJ and the house, but there were too many people for my taste. I wouldn't mind living in a house like that, though. That open kitchen concept is everything. Anyone was hitting on me tonight? And there was this one girl, she is a friend of mine, and I think that she likes me. Well, she's nice, but let's just say that I have other interests for now. Hey, I won't tell you. Stop tickling me. No way. What about you? The guy was trying to impress you quite persistently, wasn't he? I also prefer to stay with you and eat cake, for sure. But isn't he totally your type? Alright. No, I'm not trying to set you up with him. Wouldn't that be stupid? Nothing. Whoa, did this movie really just turn into a full-fledged horror nightmare? Ooh, that doesn't look great for her. No, don't go in there, you stupid. Don't. Oh, yes, I know that she can't hear me, but someone should at least try, right? Your head is hurting? Already? See, that can be normal. You stopped drinking like an hour ago and you already have a hangover. Let's put out the TV then. That movie will anyway just make us feel nauseous. Come here. Put your head in my lap, maybe. That makes it better. Can I stroke through your hair? Yeah, it feels good, and I like how it smells too. Why are you looking at me like that? With, like, I don't know. I never saw this expression on your face. You like how I go through your hair, huh? Great, at least we agree on that. Hey, everything's okay. You just fall asleep for a couple of minutes. Sure, we can go to bed. I'm tired as well. The sheets of yours, they're just perfect. Cuddle? Yeah, of course. Come here. I'll warm you up. Oh, you're coming close. Okay, just be my little spoon then. No, it's not a problem. Even though I never cuddled with a friend before in that way. Are you sure you're okay with this? Yes, me too. I really enjoy it, actually. Now go to sleep. That's the best hangover cure. Still up? Why? Just turn around and face me. What's up? Have I ever thought of you as more than a friend? Why are you asking this? You're right, I do know why you're asking. You are beautiful. Did you just... Come here, sweetie. Let's talk about what this is tomorrow, okay? We can have a nice breakfast in the morning with banana pancakes, syrup, and a whole lot more of these kisses. But for now, just relax and lay here in my arms.